speak to you, to meet you this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to make the presentation. I hope you can hear me. I lost my voice all of a sudden. So I do have a short presentation, a few slides, showing some solutions for issues of providing early feeding of CKB to the gene. Of course, I use the word feed many times, and I do not refer to feeding seed to cattle in a farm, on a farm. We have been hard at work to try to find a solution to proper feeding of seed cotton into the gene, whether for the big gene, which usually have big budget and claiming to have all the electronics they need. And many times their solutions is not quite as up to snuff. Or a smaller gene, which always claim that I'm broke and have no money to spend on anything. You probably will get a return on investment in 1 or 2 years, if not in half a season. And that will justify an investment of that sort. Hands free, hands off. Let's see how we're going to move into the next slide here. Just a second. Just as a comment, at Advanced Sensing, we produce several systems for the gene, including feed control, automated feed control, choke prevention mechanism or algorithms. We attempt to maximize the throughput, and as I indicated, I anticipate no less than 10%, otherwise we won't even come and do anything there. And of course, we also control the amount of cotton going into the overflow, make sure that it doesn't overflow the overflow. And we'll talk about more of that in a little bit. So let's go to the next slide here. It has been last year when we discovered that not all solution could be done or could be performed by adjusting the speed of the manual feeder itself, and the variable speed belt sometimes is needed and many times advantageous to getting those objectives. And the main issues we had to battle were how to make use of the variable speed belt without causing more trouble than at the start, and how to maximize the feed of the seed cotton, and how to synchronize the speed of the belt with the speed of the bed, the manual feeder bed. Obviously, they are much dependent, and you cannot run one of them too slow and the other one too fast, or vice versa. That will not work. The platform or the system we are operating on there is, of course, the module feeder itself is usually stationary, but could also be moving head. We utilize flow sensors at the output from the feeder head and at the belt on the other side to measure how much flow is feeding into the hub box or into the air system. As you can see, we have two sensors there, one on the right, measuring the feeding rate out of the module feeder head, and the one on the left is at the front of the bed. And those two, we can easily determine the settings for the speed of each of those components. And that could be done either manually or automatically with electronic control. in controlling the fleet, we try to answer for the following issues. We, for one, try to, of course, keep all the kinstands full all the time. And when I say full all the time, I usually claim to say 99% or maybe 99.9%, just to be on the safe side. And we, of course, try to keep the cargo off the ground. In other words, not pour fuel on the overflow. Of course, the systems will close the gaps between modules and will handle run modules regardless of which way you feed them. We would like also to overcome the issue of changing the direction of moving the situation. Of course, handle the variation of stem performances and variations of conditions. And a few other objectives here. One is transition from low size modules to a full size module. You don't want to squeal the belt or break the heads cylinders. And as I indicated before, shock prevention, which is in many cases a peculiar situation. Most genes have the inclines, for example, fit to feed the gene at 100%. And many times you have a 40 modules or wards which require additional, maybe 5 or 10% additional feed rate for a long time. Some of us don't have that. So, control correctness variation. Next slide. I have a short video, but it's so boring, I'm not going to bear you down on this. The trick for the flow management or the flow controlling is to make sure that we set the flow correctly and we keep the flow from the heads and the flow from the belt equal. So if we need to, as you see on the bottom, the flow of the belt should be equal to the flow of the head. And that means if you increase the speed of one, you should increase the speed of the other and vice versa. Obviously, the carbon would not go away if you just pile it up. Let's see what's next. That slide will show up later. It should have been, should not have been in that spot. The operation. Whoops. Obviously, you need to adjust the speed of the bed and of the belt proportionally, as I indicated. And you keep the bed, why is it written twice? You can also operate the belt at a different level, especially if you want to close on gaps. You can pile up the seed cotton on the belt to increase the amount of cotton coming into the gene while you're replacing modules or retreating the head. And here's an example for using the belt to overcome gaps due to either delay in fitting the modules into the bed, or because you have to retrieve the head on a moving head situation. And I took an example here in a gene capacity of 30 belts per hour, for example. And if you have a 100 feet belt, is it because it's a moving head? You have a 30 second travel time. The total supply is about 1/4 of a belt. Of a bed will be on the belt. And you can actually quadruple that amount by slowing up the bed speed by quarter of speed, and we will end up with about one bale on the belt. Hopefully it will not spill over to the side. And this will give you about 2 minutes feed while you're trying to overcome a gap in the supply of the subcarbon from the belt for the next module. And this is in the implementation. There are two ways. On the right, you can see in many chains, a panel with controls, and the guy tried to figure out how to turn those knobs for the bed, for the bin, or for the overflow, to keep it all balanced, and to calculate it on his head, and not always it's right. Or you can use an automatic control where the guy sits there and just dream of going fishing. That is a hands-free operation in one of those systems we do supply. This is a diagram of a complete system with multiple sensors and a single control. If I go from the module to on the right, we see a module height sensor to detect variations in module height, and that is affected the operation, of course. A sensor to the left of the module head to measure how much cotton is coming out of the module. And another sensor in the middle there. I'm sorry, another sensor on top on the distributor conveyor to measure how much cotton is heading up into the gym. There will be also another one on the left of the conveyor before it goes into the overflow bin. And we also have a level sensor at the overflow bin on the left, indicating how much cotton is among the flow. The sensor is actually mounted on the bottom, but it can actually measure how much cotton is above, piled up inside the bin. The automatic flow control will be able to keep all the gin stands full. I'll quickly read those bullet points. It will keep the overflow low, prevent choking. We'll seamlessly fill round modules or square modules of different conditions of building. It will handle transition from low modules to high modules without causing any problem with the squealing of the belts of the feeder. It will overcomes gaps in the between the modules. And I didn't mention here, it will maintain or prevent choking of the inclines, preventing piles, wads, or overloading that incline machines. And it is remotely accessible to anybody on the network. So, and you can also get data collections, or it is done hands-free operation. Almost done. In conclusion, conveyor belt could be beneficial if you properly prepare for it with the sensors or the cameras to provide proper control of the speed. A variable speed, a variable frequency drive is a relatively inexpensive device you can install and provide a control for the operator or control it automatically. And whether it's whether you're using a manual power or automatic controller, you can obviously improve the throughput and reduce choking and occurrences. A summary, or as an end statement, I would say, in advanced sensing and controls, we make, in addition to automated flow control system. We also have moisture sensing for seed, cotton, and for seed and for lint. We have controllers for burners and moisturizers. We are currently looking to distribute the product nationwide or internationally, and we're looking for partners to take part in that sales and operation, with a option to have a exclusivity and ownership in that product lines. I think this is all what I have, and I'll be glad to answer any questions if anybody has. Yes.
Are you talking about that?